chicken heads. Chicken, chicken, chicken heads. Chicken, chicken, chicken heads. Chicken, chicken, chicken heads.
Welcome back. You're joining us on season two. Chicken Head with S&M Podcast. Of course, I'm Shandy.
I'm Madison.
And we took a little bit of a break, but we're back.
That break sucked.
It really did. I don't think we can express enough how much we don't like doing it without each other. No. And props to you people who do it with only yourself, because it's hard. I like talking to people or having someone to talk to.
Yeah. So just knowing I'm able to sit here and talk to someone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because before, like when we both did, I'm sure we were, you know, like said before, we're just talking to each other, talking to ourselves.
If only you guys knew what we went through in that time period of when we did record our little like 15 minute.
Yeah, how many hours we actually put into editing ourselves, because it was bad.
Yeah.
This week we had a really big announcement. We joined the Tatnus Code Network.
We're so excited about this.
Big things, y'all. Big things can come. Along with that network, a few others joined as well. There's one's called Raw and Order. If you're a fan of pro wrestling, it's a good thing or a good one to listen to.
I mean, I listen to them and they have such a strong voice, especially for doing what they're doing.
Yeah, they basically investigate crimes that go on in the business.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. If you like that kind of stuff, definitely go check them out.
And then there's another one, and it's called the Dice Box Slam. There's some Dungeons and Dragons players. They get together once a week.
Oh, man, I love Dungeons and Dragons. I love it.
They also talk about some pro wrestling and stuff in there, too, so if y'all are fans of that. But another big one that's part of that network, which is the main reason this network is even the reason this network is even here, is the Tatnus Podcast Uncensored, and Keith is the guy that does it, and he's awesome. He's a really stand-up guy. He owns his own company.
He's an author.
Yeah, and he's an MMA fighter as well, so that might be where y'all might know him from. So just go check out the Tatnus Co Network or the Tatnus Podcast to see more about him,
because we're on there now.
Woo! And we can only go up from here, and we're really excited to see where this takes us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited about it. Definitely big things coming for our little podcast here in Blue Ridge, Georgia.
Yeah, so go check out the tatnuscode.com and see what they're all about, and check out everybody else on there too. Well, now that we got that out of the way, I guess we'll go ahead and bring in our subject that we're going to be talking about. Coming in with a little bit more of on a somber note, I guess you could say. But it's okay, because I think everyone's gone through this in some shape, form, or fashion.
Whether it's a grandparent,
a parent, a brother, sister, aunt, uncle, somebody, somehow along the way, you've lost someone. And that's what this is about. It's just the loss of a loved one. And, you know, we come talking from experience. We lost our dad at young ages. I was 17.
I was almost 14.
And that was rough. He died of a heart attack. He died AMI, which is acute myocardial infarction. We used to make a joke and call it, you know, AMI. Dad almost made it.
You guys only knew our father.
Yeah. We got some morbid sense of humor, if you haven't got that by now.
And we definitely got that from our father.
Yes. Yes, we definitely did. Sorry, mother.
Sorry, mom.
But you want to talk about, like, how it felt when you...
Yeah, because me and Shandy, we both were two different people.
Yeah, we handled things in
two different ways.
Completely different ways.
And I think this is actually where your anxiety and everything started progressing more and more. For me, I was almost 14 years old, and I remember the day that he died. I was over at some friend's houses or a friend's house. And I remember Shandy coming in the door, because we were about to go to the pool.
Yeah.
And she was coming in the door, and we're like, what's going on? And she's like, you know, come on, we got to go. We got to go. Come on. So we got into the van with my sister, my mom, and our father's pastor. And they told us the news. And I will never forget sitting there and you guys, mommy, just bawling and telling us, you know, your father died. Your father's gone.
Yeah, I remember telling y'all, I remember the... looks on your all's faces. I was the first one that was told. And that day I was actually at the lake with my friends, and I didn't have a phone at the time. I don't remember why, I just didn't. So my friend Lauren, they had to contact Lauren in order to get a hold of me. So we're out swinging off the rope swings and everything, having a good time. Well, next thing I know, someone's like, "Shandy, there's a phone call for you. You want to come talk to him?" And I'm like, "Well, who is it?" And they're like, "I don't know, but it sounds serious." So I get on there and I'm sitting here thinking, like, is it the cops? Like, what have I done here recently? Because back then I wasn't exactly the greatest kid. Mm-hmm. So I was in there trying to figure out what I'd done lately that someone, an official, would need to get a hold of me. And they just told me I need to come home. And I knew right then when they told me, "You need to come home. Something's happened. Something bad." I knew that Daddy had gone, you know. And so I went home, and Mommy was in the driveway.
Yeah.
And Justin Turner was there as well. And she just looked at me and she said, "Daddy's gone." And I said, "What do you mean Daddy's gone?" She said, "He's died. Your daddy died." And I just remember falling down right there in the driveway and like not wanting to believe it.
Yeah, I didn't want to believe it either. It's so hard because I remember getting to the hospital and we had to sit in that back room. When you walk through the emergency door right there at Family Regional Hospital, that very back room right there, I remember having to sit in there. And it, for me, it seemed like forever. It seemed so long that we were in there. Like, time slowed down. It was paused.
Yeah, because we had to identify the body.
And this is something we haven't exactly talked about with a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not something we bring up often.
No, but we do talk about our dad, and I say every day. I mean every day. I do talk about Daddy every day. And because I'll always tell Jameson, like, "Grandpa Todd's watching you," you know?
Yeah.
But that was, I think it was a hard time for me because I was the daddy's little girl. And I remember the night before Daddy did pass away, I woke up to him in the kitchen. And he gave me a big hug and told me he loved me and to go back to bed. Yeah. And that's the last words that he spoke to me.
Yeah, that's the last things that were said between me and him was, "I love you, Daddy. Have a good day at work." And that was it, you know. And I'm glad that those were our last words, because me and my dad, actually 2 weeks before he passed away, we made up. For 2 years, I did not talk to my father. I had nothing to do with him because I felt like he screwed our family over. And I had to step up in ways that I myself shouldn't have at that age because he slacked. And I don't know why I had to step up, but
yeah,
I did. And it's made me who I am. But so it could have been a lot worse. And I'm just glad that those words were
said.
Our last words. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I swear that he knew he was about to pass away. And I think, you know, subconsciously, I mean, you don't know, but you know.
Yeah.
Because they were, once it happened and you go and look back, there were so many
signs.
Yeah. There were so many telltale signs that were like, okay, he's passed. Just certain things he did and the way he acted and him telling me, "If something ever happens to me, Shandy, you have to be the rock. You have to be the rock. Because if you're not, your mother's going to try and die. Your mother's going to try and wither away. And you're going to have to take care of your brother and sister."
And she did. She tried.
Oh, yeah. She tried. She laid on the couch. Tried to.
She became skin and bones.
Yeah. She became emaciated.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for me, like, going out there one day and basically pulling her off the couch, throwing a hairbrush at her and throwing some clothes and being like, "All right, you're getting dressed and we're going out. Like, we're getting you out. It's time." And, you know, I had to be that rock. I took care of TJ and Madison. I made sure there was dinner on the tables every night. I made sure they went to school every day. I made sure they went to their extracurricular activities. I mean, I did a lot of stuff that I myself at that age shouldn't have had to do.
No.
I think, you know.
Shouldn't have. And that's why I tell everybody you had a part in raising me, is because you did. You were there when, no offense to our mother, you know, when she wasn't.
Yeah, because at that point in time, she gave up on everything.
She lost the love of her life.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, things like death can happen, and things like this bring people out.
Yeah.
And make you become something that you necessarily wouldn't have ever thought you were going to be, and that was me. I became something I never thought I would have.
And that whole thing is still stuck with you too, though, because after Daddy died, you kind of, yeah, you took care of everybody else, but you didn't really take care of yourself.
Yeah, I didn't take care of myself. And this is still a known fact to this day. It's been 10 years, almost 11, and I still have not broke down from my dad's death.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've had, like, bits and pieces here and there where, like, I feel, you know, overwhelmingly sad about it, but I just never broke down because at that point in time, I knew that I had to be the rock. I had to step up. I had to be the one to take care of everybody because if I didn't, who was?
Yeah.
And I guess I've always been that way. I've always been the one to take care of everybody.
But you still do. Anything bad that happens to you, you shut down. You try to go silent.
Oh, yeah.
You try to handle it your own way in peace.
And it's not always the best thing to do. No. Not at all. Because, like, most of the time I need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
That's I definitely think that's where my anxiety and everything came from. 100%. Because I did hold it in for so long.
Yeah.
And I went crazy. Some people, you know, everyone goes their own ways. But I deep dived into some crazy stuff. And because once I knew TJ and Madison were okay and my mom, you know, could sustain life herself, I went off and I guess handled it my own way. And I partied a lot and got fucked up a lot.
What is a mini daddy?
Yeah, I was just like my father. And because he was very known for fucking shit. Yeah. And doing drugs and everything like that. That's why I've said before, you know, like being an addict, like I make that choice if I want to be. Because I could easily go out and start doing all this stuff and choose that and be that person, but instead I choose to not.
Yeah.
You know, it's a choice, but you know, alcoholism and any kind of drug addict basically runs in our family. Yeah. And I don't use that as a crutch as to why I am the way I am.
No.
You know, I don't let it hold me back, and our past is our past and it makes us part of who we are. And this was one of those things that just made us who we are. And it sucked because, yeah.
I mean, we lost somebody so that had a very big influence on our lives, whether we saw it or not then.
Yeah, you don't really see it until they're gone.
Yeah, and see, like, for me, I broke down probably a few weeks after freshman year started. I remember seeing Daddy in the hallway.
Yeah, I remember.
And I had a panic attack all the way, that whole day. And I finally got home and I broke down. I told Mommy about it. Told TJ about it, and I love my brother. My brother has my dad's hugs, and even though I'm not on the best terms with him, I wish I could hug him every day because he has daddy his hugs.
Yeah.
But I remember that's when I broke down because that's when I realized daddy wasn't there anymore. Daddy was gone. I didn't have a daddy.
See, the thing I think that prepared me is just, you know, with Daddy being gone and then us, you know, not getting along for those 2 years and me having nothing to do with him, basically.
He's gone a lot.
He worked out of town. I feel like it happened for a reason. Like all that happened because I had to be the strong one to take care of all y'all.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely wouldn't have made you who you are today at all.
And if it wasn't for that and me being able to cut myself off from him like that, you know, just snipping everything, I don't think I would have been able to do what I did.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
I mean, I might have been, but I feel like that played a huge,
I don't know,
huge part.
I mean, we miss him every day, you know, definitely wonder what if he was still here.
Yeah, like, God rest his soul, wherever it may be. So I like to say, Dad did a lot of shady, shiesty stuff.
Yeah.
We still love you, Dad. But, you know, everyone handles grief differently. And so what we're trying to say, you know, Madison, being so much younger than me when it happened, handled it in a different way than I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, too, you don't really notice until later on, like, what I did for you. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of growing up and, like, sitting here and talking about it and thinking about it. Like, she actually did play a pivotal role in raising me and helping me become the person who I am.
Yeah, like, I didn't even go to my dad's viewing. I didn't want to see him that way. I didn't want to see that.
No, I'm just thinking about the view.
I didn't want to see my father like that.
Are you sure you didn't go to the viewing?
I'm positive I didn't go because I was with Abby.
You don't even remember the song? Yeah, I guess you weren't there.
I went to the memorial, but I did not go to the viewing.
Yeah, you didn't go into the viewing part. That was the viewing.
No.
Yeah, you were the. Yeah. Okay, funny thing that happened when my dad or at my dad's viewing. Okay, we have, you know, anyone who's helped do a funeral, I guess, plan a funeral. You can choose music and stuff. And we chose one of my dad's favorite songs at that point in time. And it was In the End by Linkin Park.
That was at the memorial.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I thought you were talking about his finger.
No, I'll tell that here in a minute. But, you know, you can choose songs. So we chose that song, and my friend downloaded the CD and everything for us and put that song on there. So, you know, they play a few other songs first, like the songs that like mommy wanted them to play. And then we figured, well, let's play this song. So right before they play this song, Madison stands up.
They made me. They're like, you got to stand up. You got to do this. You got to say this.
And you got to say this is daddy's favorite song. So she stands up and she's like, I just want to let everybody know
this is my dad's favorite song.
Yeah. And come to find, it was not
the right song.
It was not his favorite song at all. I'm pretty sure it was still a Linkin Park song. I'm pretty sure it was Crawl. That's what the Linkin Park song was. But it was just screaming at the beginning and everything. It was great. And I literally, like, people thought we were crying, but I was literally laughing so hard.
We had to walk out.
Yeah. Yeah, we walked out. I was laughing so hard, I was crying. But it was just from me laughing that just happened. I know my dad would have been laughing. Definitely.
We played hide and seek.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, it was great. Another thing, though, that happened, what Madison was talking about a minute ago. At the viewing, you know, my dad's in a casket. Ugh. Looks all just dead. Because he is dead. Anyway, so I go up to him, you know, and I go to, like, grab his hand. And I moved his finger, and his finger stayed up. You know, rigor mortis. And it just stayed up, and I looked at my mom, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? What do I do? She's like, just push it back down. So I had to push his finger back down. And the only thing I could think was, because he was so cold, he was freezing cold, and all I could think was, man, daddy hated being cold. But he was cremated, so he went out of this world
warm,
on fire. Hot. Yeah. Sizzling. And they literally burned every piece of him. Usually, like, when you get cremated, they, like, cut your insides out and all that good stuff. They embalm you. He was not embalmed.
He did not want to be cut.
God, yeah. And that funeral home too, they literally called me because we were trying to get everything figured out. Like at that point in time, like our dad had put us into a really bad hole financially.
Oh God, yeah.
where he was sending us like $50 a month to live off of. So that's where, you know, my stealing habits came in. I went to jail for that too. So we'll go ahead and throw that out there. But and that was after my dad died, so that's another thing that
I've never been to jail.
Falls into it. You don't ever want to go. I've never been back. But
you went back?
No, I've only been once. I've only been to jail.
I thought you went another time when you stole from Ingles.
That was the once. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time. Yeah,
there was another time. Okay.
No, I've only gone once, and that was for stealing Kaufman. I think so stupid. But yeah. Anyway, so you know, it took a few days to figure out like finances and everything to figure out what we were going to do with our dads. You know, he wanted to be cremated. There's no way we'd go. It costs more to bury a person than it does to cremate them, believe that or not. I mean, no, I think it costs more to cremate somebody than it does to bury them. I can't remember. It's been a while. I can be totally wrong. But I know caskets cost a fuck ton. So do urns. We tried getting a tea urn to put him in. That didn't work. There's too much of him.
Yeah.
So, but this company ended up calling that Monday after the weekend, because he died on a Friday. And so Saturday, Sunday, Monday come. And they call and they're like, hey, have you figured out what you want to do with the body yet? He's just been sitting out. We haven't put him in the freezer yet. So he's just been sitting out.
They
left him out. They didn't put him in the freezer.
God.
So he's been stinking up the place. We were just wondering if y'all have figured out what you wanted to do with him yet. And I'm like, excuse me? You just said you didn't put him in the freezer. You left him out. And so he's been stinking up the place. They're like, well, yeah, I mean, not to sound that bad, but yeah, that's what happened. And I just look at my mom and I'm like, what the fuck, these people just fucking tell me that my dad's fucking rotten in their fucking crematory. What the fuck? But lo and behold, you know, that gave me some fucking issues.
That made daddy laugh.
Yeah, we end up getting the funeral for free because of that. Because I'm sorry, the last thing you do is tell someone that their dead dad is rotting in the heat because they forgot to put him in the freezer or in, you know, the cold thing that they put him in. So yeah, that was an experience. We went through a lot with that, you know, and everyone's experience is different with it. Yeah, and just like her, me and Maddie dealt with it in two different ways.
Yeah, I stay away for 2 weeks after it all happened.
I wish I could have more. I think about it.
Yeah, but I kind of wish I didn't have, or I didn't.
Yeah, but we all do it. Everything happens for a reason, and at that point in time, it's just what you needed to do.
Yeah, but I wasn't really thinking that my dad was dead then.
Yeah, there's a long period of time where I thought, oh, this is a joke, that
daddy's just faking his own death.
Yeah, and he's going to walk through the door any minute, you know, because that was the kind of shit he did. I mean, he never faked his death before, but there's a first time for everything. So, Dad, if you're still out there,
we miss you. Come home.
We're here.
It's time. 11 years almost, Dad.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
That's great.
But no, the thing I want to say most, though, is that we can laugh about it now.
Yeah.
I think, well, not that we haven't been able to always laugh about it. We have.
Yeah.
I think that's just how we've always been. But I just think it's good that we can talk like this and get it out there. And
not,
you know, people aren't alone. We all handle shit in different ways, and fuck, it's been 11 years now almost, and I'm still dealing with it.
It gets better.
Exactly. And talk to people, man.
Yeah.
Like we always say, try and find
gather yourself with people that love you.
Yes, put people around you. And you don't even have to talk. You don't even have to do anything. Just know that you have them there so you don't feel alone. Because it hurts.
It does.
It hurts losing a parent, especially so young. Because, you know, I never thought when I was 17 that I'm not going to have my dad later on. Like, my dad's not going to be able to walk me down the aisle when I get married. My dad's never going to meet my kids. You know, it's just thoughts that you never.
And that kind of hurts me a lot.
Oh, yeah. Not because I know he would have loved
our kids. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have absolutely loved them.
And the thing is, like, they absolutely love him. You know, they don't even know him. He's not even here. But we do make sure that they know that Grandpa Todd is, you know, their guardian angel.
Yeah, my son went through a period of just, I had to tell him, you know, where his Grandpa Todd was and, like, what happened to him. And I explained everything to him because I'm honest with my kid. And now, you know, I don't full-blown tell him, like, god-awful details like I would y'all.
No, God, no.
But, you know, I'm honest with him. And, you know, I just told him, you know, Uncle Todd passed away. He has a heart attack. He's in heaven. He's an angel watching over you. And he just had a period where he would just get sad thinking about it. And he'd just be like, I miss my Grandpa Todd. I miss my Grandpa Todd. I just wish he was here with me. And that was hard, you know, like hearing your kids say that. And, you know, your kids never met him. But it's like they know they're there.
Yeah.
You know, and because it was just random. It was completely random how it came from my son.
Yeah, I always tell Jameson that when we complete our mission down here on Earth, then God will take us back up to heaven.
Yeah.
That heaven is our home.
Yeah. Brady's always, like, the other day, he's like, Mom, he's like, can you ask God to just keep me a kid forever? I just want to be little forever.
That's
can
what
you
Jameson just ask God? Me the other night.
I'm like, I don't think that's how God works, baby, but we'll see.
Yeah, I would still be a kid, dude.
Yeah, wouldn't we all? What? I don't want to know the troubles and all the god-awful stuff that's going on.
I still want to be pure.
I'm far away from that.
Yeah. We all are shady.
Yeah, no. Another big thing that we'll be sticking with this season again, as always, we'll carry through with us, is you're not alone.
You are not alone.
Like, we're always here. We're out here. You just got to find us. And I know this is a kind of, like I said, a somber episode in a way, but we just wanted to put this out there, you know, talking about the loss of someone. I mean, outside of losing our father, you know, we've lost our grandmother.
Yeah, we lost our Nana. And that was
hard because she was the glue that kept us all together.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many of y'all will understand this, that, you know, if you've had a grandparent die and how your families aren't as close like they used to, or they don't get together anymore, it's sad because
Nana was the only reason why we went down
that lifeline. That lifeline, her lifeline, was the only reason we were all connected.
Yeah.
you know, and it's sad.
And we're not anymore.
Yeah. And like, you know, we still love our family, you know, it's just, we don't get to see them like we would want, and we don't talk to them as much. And, you know, there's certain cousins of ours, of course, you know, we still keep in contact.
And we love you.
Yes. We love y'all. Like Matt, Chris.
Yeah.
Will.
Will. Love you, Crystal, Will.
Robin.
I think Will and Crystal have been more closer to us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. They've cheered us on through this too. Which, yeah. We love.
Appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nana was definitely the glue that held us all together. Because I remember us having to drive all the way down the freaking Kennesaw on my bald ass fucking tires.
Yeah.
But I remember getting there. And of course, as soon as we get there and get into the room, get to say our goodbyes.
She passed.
She passes away.
It's like she was waiting on us. She knew, yeah, we were coming, and she waited, and she passed while we were in the room. And that was sad, because like, that was our Nana, you know, who, yeah, called us every year on our birthday and sang happy birthday to us every year.
Every year.
And now we don't get that. Of course, you know, we had family members that said, oh yeah, we'll keep up with the tradition. I haven't got my phone call yet.
Cindy actually has called me every single year and sung happy birthday to me.
I can't say I've had anyone that I can think of call me and sing me happy birthday, but that's just a thing.
Jameson even did it too this year.
I know, that was cute.
But I remember though, when she finally, you know, passed, the room was different.
Yeah, it's like you could just feel
there was a glow to it.
Yeah, like it just, she was an angel.
And you felt it.
Yeah, she was an angel, and you knew she was going home. She was going to where she had always wanted to be.
Yep.
And she was with Daddy.
Yeah, Nana was a...
And Nana Claire.
Very good woman person. She did not judge you for anything you did. She loved you no matter what. Yeah.
I remember her always telling me, she's like, just don't smoke cigarettes. She's like, you can drink like a fish, just don't smoke cigarettes, because she had lung issues.
And she still smoked fucking cigarettes.
But, you know, she was great, and we loved her. And then we lost Grandpa, but we lost him at a very young age, which is my mom's dad. And so we were all pretty young for that, which...
I remember that, though.
Yeah, it was sad. You know, we miss our Grandpa, too, but, you know, we don't remember too much from that. Outside of that, we can't really speak too much on the loss, just from, you know, our dad and everything. Yeah. Anything you want to hit on?
No, I mean, that's... Yeah. Just know we all grieve differently. I mean,
yeah,
just find your outlet on what you want to do. Don't be alone during that process.
Yeah. Just find somebody. Like I said, whether if you don't even have to talk to them, just be sitting in the same room.
Or if you got a support animal, sit there and talk to your freaking animal, because, yeah, you know what? They do understand you.
Exactly. I have a cat, and I swear she does.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, everyone handles shit differently, and... You aren't alone. We got you. We're here.
We're here.
We're going to end this on a better note and not be so sad. And we're going to hop over and we're going to play the card game Hot Seat, which we've been talking about for, you know, a couple weeks now. We asked y'all to do a poll, and that's what won. So we bought it, and we're going to play. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to laugh a lot, I think. All righty. Well, let's do it. So for y'all that are just joining us.
I don't know what mine is.
We're playing Hot Seat. Okay. Well, do you want to go ahead and go?
Well, yours, I think, would be you made someone drink pee.
That is a good story. But that's a great story. Okay. To clarify, I didn't make anyone drink pee. I didn't hold a gun to their head. There was just a thing. Oh, I got something on me.
Sorry, I didn't hit you so hard.
No, freshman year, me and my friend Natalie had this lovely teacher, Miss Monty, greatest teacher ever. Whoever had her knows.
Thanks, Bobby.
Jazzy, have I never told you this story?
You never told Jazzy the story?
I can't believe it. Yeah, anyway, so this kid came in, said that he pissed in a bottle, and we're like, no, 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 no. Well, there's this other kid. Poor kid. we're like, hey, do you want this Mellow Yellow bottle? We don't want it. I don't like Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow makes her sick. So so we took a swig of it, and he's like, tastes a bit salty. Well, lo and behold, a little bit after that, we told him it had pee in it. You know, we didn't know. We didn't think. We just thought it'd be funny.
I got in a lot of trouble for it.
Yeah, I got in as much trouble as someone who would bring drugs to school would. I got charged with distribution of a tainted food products my very first year of high school. It's the bunny rabbit. Yeah. So that was fun. But they dropped all the charges because our principal at the time kept the piss bottle, literally the million-dollar bottle full of piss, in his office for months. And hey, and guess what? Just for y'all that want to know, pee is sterile. I mean, some of y'all like getting peed on, so I'm sure you know that. Hey, Eddie.
Eddie.
We see you, Eddie. But yeah, so that's what happened to me freshman year and with my friend Natalie. So that's yeah. Oh, wait, did I need to give your answer?
Yeah.
Or no, my answer was I love the Patriots.
I don't think that really impresses much people, Shandy.
It impresses me. And then Madison's answer would be I love kids.
It's true.
She really does.
I'm
she
a kid fanatic, man.
Not me.
I'm going to have a house full because there is a thing with me all weekend, too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yolt him.
Oh, my God. That was so much fun.
Oh, God, yeah. And you're going to have Aris, Brady, Jameson, and Bronson. I feel like I just need to stay over there more.
I'm going to probably put them all in Jameson's bedroom and then just hang out with Bronson.
Just hang out, Ron. Yeah, just hook a chair up underneath the doorknob so they can't come out, and you can like slide them stuff up and underneath the door.
If you need something, put your hands underneath the door. Yeah.
You can make them crepes. No. And slide them under the door for breakfast. We're just kidding, y'all. We don't do that to our kids, okay?
Good morning.
Or do we? All right, good. All right.
What event in my life would I be most disappointed to find out was only just the dream?
I know exactly. I'm answering for you or for me?
Answer for both.
Okay, so I'm just going to draw a line. Okay. What event in my life would...
What event in...
Okay, I got yours. I don't know mine.
I know mine. I just don't know yours.
Okay, I got yours. I don't know mine.
I know mine. I just don't know yours. What event in my life would I be most disappointed to find out was only just a dream?
Got it. I got both. Star student. Teacher, I'm done with the test.
Okay.
Do you have your final answer?
Yes. No, I mean, I don't really know yours. I'm only going to assume.
I know both.
It's close to mine.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Mine's not having Jameson.
Yeah, that was yours.
Yeah. Okay. And mine.
Yours is the bottom, mine's up top.
Not having her kids too, ?
Well, yeah, that too, but I feel like, you know. I got you. There ain't no waking up from that dream. Going to see Metallica. I went and saw them a few years ago. It was one of my dad's favorite bands. And we listened to him a lot growing up. So when I got the chance to go see him, I jumped on it. Spent a pretty penny on the tickets, though, but, you know, well worth it. Well worth it. Thanks, Eddie. We get that a lot. We do. We have a lot of people that love us together.
We like each other sometimes.
Yeah, it depends on the day. But no, we're really excited to actually be back together because the past 2 weeks.
Oh, it was miserable.
Yeah, we did it separately, and we don't like being apart, come to notice. We do things a lot better together.
Because when I did my little bonus clip for Self-Love with Madison, I edited the crap out of that thing. I went through 23 different things cutting out,
It's so different talking to yourself. Instead of talking to each other.
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, yeah, I talk to myself anyways in general, but I found myself talking to myself that much more in that podcast.
Yeah.
Or I talked to Madison, she wasn't there.
And I'm like, hey, Maddie. 2 minutes in mine. 2 minutes.
I don't even know how many I counted took out of mine because I had just a bunch of little things everywhere that I had to cut out. So
it was awful. I won't ever do it again.
All right.
Great idea, but bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, it was worth nice because we each got a break from, you know, having to do the podcast for a minute and just slowing down for a week for ourselves, but we missed it and we like being with each other.
Oh, yeah.
But props to you people that do it by yourselves. You have to fill in the blank. If I wasn't afraid, I would. I don't know what I'm afraid of at this point, but that's what it says.
Pick a different one.
Okay, yeah, we're tossing that. Sorry, y'all. We don't know that one. That's not a good one. Next card. Okay.
Shannon would probably just beat someone's ass, but
But I'm not afraid to do that. So, all right. What is the strangest thing I do on a daily basis?
This is kind of like exposing really deep things about ourselves and each other, you know?
Okay. And then for me,
I got yours.
Same.
What's a really weird thing that I do on a daily basis?
I put the same thing as mine. We got this. I got it. I'm ready.
Okay. You ready?
Yes. All right.
Pick your toenails.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's the same for us. Yeah,
we pick our toenails.
It's a bad habit. You know, at least we can admit it. Okay, yeah. People.
It's like those people, because I used to have a nose ring. And it's like those people, it's like, oh, I'm not picking my nose. I'm fixing my nose ring. No, the fuck you're not. I caught you. I know. You're picking your goddamn nose.
Everyone knows. It's okay. Everyone does it, man.
We're Instagramming too. That's why I keep.
Yeah. No shame. No shame in the game. Let's see.
Sorry.
Hello, Kendra. Kendra joined us.
Hello. Who would I have the hardest time living with?
Can I just say?
There's two people.
There's two.
That I despise.
Okay. Wait, that you despise?
Well, that I would not want to live with at all. I want to go ahead and say, sorry, Mom.
Mother, no offense.
That would be mother and her brother.
I know, that's why I just put mother for the big old one, because that's the bigger one. No offense, mother, but we don't want to live with you ever again.
That's great.
You know. And be happy that your kids don't want to come and live back home, okay? All right. Next one. What do I crave but rarely get? Oops, I'm going to have to pick up all this trash here in a second.
I know exactly what it is. It's because it's mine, too. Are you trying to make it all pretty, Shandy?
No, I'm just trying to make it big, and I messed up. Since it's the same for both of us. Crab legs! Yes, we love crab legs.
Down for the win.
All right.
All right. I'm going to have so much to throw away now.
Thanks. I'll throw it away.
What common task am I surprisingly bad at?
What common task are you surprisingly bad at?
What common task am I surprisingly bad at?
I don't even know what I would be. A common task.
I know what I'm bad at not remembering to do when I clean. I'm going to put this aside.
Yeah, as I said.
Because I'm not bad at anything. I'm just kidding. Perfect. I'm horrible. Okay. What can I do to completely mess up my life in the next hour? There's a lot of things. Shannon.
Yeah, I mean, can you even answer that? There's a lot of things you can do to mess up your life in an hour. I can go get fucking shit-faced and go drive a car and get arrested and go to jail. For, you know, then driving drunk and a whole hour, because I would slam some shots. I don't drink often, but I could.
But when she does, she gets way too out of hand. It's not, it's not a good thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't like to stop. I like to party. I have too good of a time.
Party!
Yeah, let's do that one. Move on.
I know a few other things, but I'm not.
Yeah, we can think of quite a few things to destroy. Like, you know, give someone... Give you heroin.
What is the easiest word I can't spell correctly?
I don't know, man.
I'm really bad at spelling.
That's what I was about to say. I love you. I love you, but there are some words.
There's a lot of words that I cannot spell and that I should be able to, but I can't. Math, I got you any day. But spelling, I don't know.
Yeah.
And not my. And I love writing.
Jazzy, I'm so down to do that. I've been trying to tell Luke that that's closer than every other place. And we don't have to wait for shoe booties on Thursdays because they have all-you-can-eat crab legs.
I don't know which word I'm spelling.
I mean, I don't either. I'm moving on.
We're trying.
You're just learning stuff about us is really what's going on right now. What is something that I have learned from someone in the room?
Hey, Rex.
I mean, we're the only people in the room.
So yeah. Derek's not here, so.
We learn a lot from each other, so.
Yeah. Shania is actually the one that told me what sex was and how it felt.
Also showed her how to put a condom on a banana.
This is true.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Not that I use those. But it's true.
Hey, it's skills we all got to learn along the way, you know. Good sex ed. Sex ed with Shandy. That'll be my next special segment, y'all. Sex ed with Shandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the most surprising thing I've said when talking dirty to someone? We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
But I answered for you.
I know, but I don't.
Choke me, daddy. I mean,
I'm not into this whole daddy thing, but
I'm not either, but teach the room.
It happens.
Maybe it's because we lost our dad at a young age and it just makes things
daddy issues. That's all.
We just have the opposite of daddy issues.
We got mom issues.
Both. We got parental issues. Okay. What world leaderboard would I be ranked number one on?
Well, I can't even spell it.
All right. What world leaderboard?
She's going ham over there. Look at her go.
I'm making my own. I don't even know exact. I'm sorry. I might sound stupid when I say this, but I don't know what the fuck a leaderboard is. So I'm making my own leaderboard. All right. For me,
it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, don't worry, Jesse, because it's still going to be on Facebook, so you can watch it here in a little bit when we're done.
And or it'll be on our podcast tomorrow at 10 a.m.
And or we're putting it on our YouTube page. So you can go on.
Look at us go.
Any outlet and watch us.
Should I go turn off my living room little lamp thing back there?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to try and move in front of it, but the camera's inverted. That's Madison's leaderboard. I don't think they could see it. Y'all didn't get to see it. I'm sorry.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
I gotta know.
Now, for my leaderboard.
Your leaderboard is.
Oh, I know.
It sucks because I don't even know.
I'm on the cleanup leaderboard.
You're on the Sims.
And Madison is on the Sims World leaderboard.
My cleanup Sims world, man, gets me addicted sometimes.
Cleanup world, because I like to clean.
I was going to say assassinating people leaderboard.
I don't assassinate people. But no, I mean, I
but you
people,
do with your looks.
Or I'm like, road rage leaderboard. That's a good one.
Resting bitch face leaderboard.
I'm nice when I want to be people. Okay. Okay.
I see majorly leaderboard.
Yes, I have a beautiful, colorful vocabulary.
This is an easy one. What would I kill for?
Anything. Food. Kids.
You would kill for food. I would kill for my kids.
I mean, I would kill for my kids. For sure. Like, that'd be the first thing I'd kill for. Fuck my kids. Oh, don't worry about you. It's like Brady came home the other day and he's like, Mom, this kid's mom said that if anyone was to hurt him, that she's going to come to school and hurt those kids. I go, well, you go tell that little boy to tell his mama that if she tries to come and lay a hand up on my kid, that she's going to be dealing with me. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to tell her that because I can... be kind of scary.
Here we go. Let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
Who is my celebrity crush?
Male or female?
Female for me. I know yours.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I wrote it too big.
I need the blue one.
All right, I got your female. And for me, am I doing my female? Or am I just doing in general?
All right, all right. Okay. Who's mine, Shandy?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Who's yours?
Winston, because I can't remember his name, last name right now, but the lead singer from Parkway Drive.
Oh, I put Tom Brady.
Oh, I put Tom Brady, too, in an instant.
Mine was Jennifer Aniston.
But, dude.
Jennifer
Winston
Aniston is
from
mine.
Parkway Drive. Beautiful woman. Beautiful voice. You can scream at me all day long. Okay. Okay. Did you just randomly pick one?
Yeah, I went through it because there's some of them on there that we already know. Like, we know.
Oh, perfect. First one I picked up, y'all. What could I give a lecture on at a local university?
Okay. You ready? I put sex ed for you.
Oh, I could do that,
a kid for me.
Yeah, kids. And I put stupidity for me because I would talk on some stupid people. Sorry, y'all.
I'm a petty motherfucker when it comes to somebody calling me stupid.
I'm not going to rip that one out. That's too good.
That's stank. Choke me, daddy.
Yeah, this is not how you play the game. We just got bored and we're making our own rules to the game. Jesse joined over here.
What is my superpower? Oh God, something dirty just came to my mind.
I thought dirty. Oh, my superpower?
Wait, are we doing funny or are we doing actually serious?
Either or. I don't want to be.
Mine's serious. I don't know.
Well, yours is serious. Mine's fucked up.
Oh, well, mine's not
so
fucked up for you.
I got two, and I got one fucked up and one serious.
Okay, well, what's mine, Shandy?
Dealing with lots of kids.
Oh, I actually put something that actually does happen to me. Having dreams when something is lost and waking up to be able to find it.
Yes, that's true. But I think it's dealing with lots and lots of kids because I could never do that.
Making everything dirty?
Like, sexual-wise.
Oh, I put cleaning.
Hey, well... That too. I'm very good at cleaning.
It goes with it.
So, you know, I can make anything in the gutter.
Yeah, she can. Okay.
Oh, so it's my turn. What one rule would I make if everyone in the world had to follow it? Oh, I know mine for sure.
Let's see.
Wait, I got two. Can I put two?
I don't know.
Okay, for me, I would put clean up after yourself. Everyone has to clean up after yourself.
I was going to put use your fucking blinker.
That too, yeah. And then if you go under the speed limit, you go to jail.
And he's a four-way stop, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yes. Motherfuckers don't know how to use a four-way goddamn stop.
Exactly.
Like, seriously. Just learn.
And listen, hey, if you don't know, there's a booklet that you can do. You can go read about it. You have to know it when you go to take your driver's license test, but people seem to fucking forget about it. So it's usually the person to your right, okay? If you happen to get there first, you go first. But if you can't figure it out, it's the person to your fucking right. Dumbasses. All right, it's your turn to pick a card.
What's something I do that most people disagree with? Take on a lot of fucking kids, and I mean a lot. Something a lot of people disagree with.
Yeah, she can do it. I can't do it. What is it? What's something I do that most people?
Something that you do that most people wouldn't agree with? Like the Patriots?
Yeah, that's a big one. A lot of people.
That's all I got.
A lot of people don't like the Patriots.
Okay, your turn.
What would I choose to be paid with if money wasn't an option?
Food. Yeah, 100% food.
Yeah, food. Pay me in food. Food.
Or a baby.
No.
I'm kidding. Food.
Pay me in food. Yeah, or shoes.
Food. Food all the way. Okay. What would I choose to spend tomorrow? Who would I choose to spend tomorrow? As if I could choose anyone in the world.
If you could spend tomorrow with anybody?
Yeah, who would I choose? I don't know why they ordered it like that.
You'd either spend it with Like, are we talking like famous people or just anybody in general?
Let's just go with famous people because we all know who I would spend my time with, my kid.
Yeah. Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That would be you.
But I would really, really, really love to be with Miley Cyrus.
She'd be an interesting person. Yeah. I'd like to hang out with Laura Cleary. I think that's how you say her name.
Steven.
I love her.
I've always loved her.
Okay.
Okay, so now.
Onward.
What is something I find interesting that most people find boring?
We're just going with it. Keith, that's all we're doing.
I'm too baked to remember the rules of this game. I love it. Love that. Love that.
Trust okay, what me. Was your...
I don't even remember now.
Yeah.
What is... No. I'm just going to pick another one. What is something that I wish I had never found out about? Santa Claus. Why can't someone keep bringing me gifts and putting them under my tree? Yeah. I'm good all year.
Mine's a little bit too personal.
Something that you wish you'd never found out about. Oh, yeah. We won't mention that. Stuff. Life. Things that happen.
Things I want to.
We can divulge on later. Okay, your turn. God, I hit it. All right. What can someone do to gain my respect immediately?
Show your respect back?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you show me respect back, cool. If you help others out, you got my respect. If you're a rude-ass motherfucker, you lose it. You don't have your kids because you want to go out and fucking party and not be a fucking parent, you lose my respect, straight up.
You fucking hear? Do you fucking hear?
She got your asses.
Word to the mother. All right. What would I do to pass the time if I was stuck in an elevator for hours?
Dance. Okay, for now on, the point of this game is you have to say the very first thing that comes to mind.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read it again, and okay. Then I'm going to just
mine was dance for okay. You, so.
I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to spit mine out.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that because I already know what's going to come in my head.
Well, is it who's in the elevator with you?
No, it doesn't say anyone's in the elevator with me.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
I would play with myself. I would find
one. If you were stuck in there for an hour or hours?
Hours.
Well, geez, aren't you going to be a little raw?
Sure. There's ways to go about it. That's what came to my mind. Okay, go.
What is my first memory involving someone in the room? TJ, our brother, coming out and holding Madison by the neck and saying, baby crying. That's one of my very first memories of her because she's the only other person in the room. Now, if I had to say, what's my first memory involving myself? I was in pre-K and I learned that I could sing. But I can't sing.
God knows she cannot sing.
What I mean by sing is that I could sing along to songs, which I was more like, look, I can sing.
Should have heard her sing Ballroom Blitz.
Fuck that song. Sorry, I still hate it to this day. Okay.
I don't even know. I was going to say that one time where
it's Ballroom Blitz.
We were at that party. Which Ashley one? Joined. I don't know.
Can we move that down still? Or?
What do I do differently than everyone else in the room?
Is it 5 or 4 o'clock? That's what you do differently.
I hate you.
That's all you do. Once upon a time, you made meatloaf differently than the rest of us, too. She made meatless meatloaf. How you do that, you ask? Because I'll go ahead and answer that question. Okay, Madison. Okay, let me just say, Madison... mother love you, but
I am not the brightest crayon in the box.
No, that has nothing to do with that. We didn't exactly have anyone show us how to cook growing up. I mean, I kind of learned myself. She learned eventually, and she's a very good cook now. But way back when, she made meatless meatloaf, and when I say that, she got bread, crackers, salsa.
Eggs?
No, there weren't eggs.
No, there was eggs.
Yes, afterwards. Yes, there was eggs. And all of a sudden, before she put the eggs in it, she's mixing this mixture up, you know. And I see her go to lick her hands because there's salsa on her hands, right? And I'm like, oh my God, Maddie, don't do that. Don't do that. That's your raw meat, man. Like, you're putting raw meat in your mouth. She's like, what meat? I'm like, what do you mean, what meat? You're making meatloaf. And she thought that you just made meatloaf out of bread and salsa and eggs and crackers.
This was forever ago.
She made it. She baked this motherfucker. She put fucking ketchup on the top of it. Ate a couple bites and then, you know, admitted her defeat.
I chunked it in the woods. I chunked it in the woods hardcore.
Oh, it's too funny though. But she's gotten a lot better along the way. So.
That's my abilities.
Oh my God. This is the one we've been waiting for.
Okay.
What would a video of my last sexual encounter be titled? I know what mine would be called.
Oh God.
Mine's walking on a leash.
Mine's don't bend over backwards.
Instead, leash broke. Those would be the movies. Y'all can use your imaginations off of that one.
I already know. Yeah, did the leash really break?
Yeah, it was cheap. I should have. Yeah. Aww. But what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get a rope and like get
Where'd
a
Where'd you buy from?
Spencer's.
Oh yeah, no.
It was a random impulse buy.
Okay, yeah, I got you. You wanna know where to get the good stuff? Hit me up. I got you.
No, I'm gonna call Cherish. That's what I was telling Luke. I'm just gonna hit Cherish up. Give me some pure romance stuff.
You can get Adam and Eve too.
I guess whichever's cheaper at this point.
I don't even know. It has the power to make me intensely horny.
Wait, what?
What has the power to make me intensely horny?
Carrots.
I don't even want to fucking know where your mind's at, Shandy.
What has the power to make you...
I don't want to go with intense. We'll say instantly.
I don't know for you. I'm sorry. I just don't know.
Smack me. Smack me.
I don't know. If you smack me, I'm probably going to fight you.
Smack me on the ass, Shandy, not across the face.
Well, that's why you say spank me, daddy. Because when you say...
And this concludes when you say our smack, life feed.
I think you mean smack right across the face. Yeah, but I mean, when you say spank me, I think like I'm going to spank you. When I say choke me...
That
would be mine.
Choking me makes me, yeah, I would go with choke. Choke me.
Yeah. All right, I got one more.
Okay.
What is the most dangerous animal I could beat in a fight to the death?
Fucking orangutan. I don't know.
I don't know what the most dangerous animal, myself. Yeah. All right, well,
tarantula for me.
A tarantula?
Yeah, I'm cool with spiders.
So that's not an animal. That's
it is.
No, and a spider
it can be as a pet. If it can be a pet, is an animal.
We'll give it to her.
A snake?
Could be a pet, but it's still a reptile.
It's an animal.
It's a reptile.
Then what's classified as an animal?
A bear. A giraffe. An orangutan.
Don't be talking about deer like that. I don't know.
Yeah,
who cares?
Exactly. We plan on doing more live bits, though. We have fun doing this. Next time, y'all know we like to play the Would You Rather game. They actually have a card game that is Would You Rather, and we're going to get that. So probably next time we go live and do something like this, we'll be doing the Would You Rather. I guess without further ado, we're going to wrap this up. Tomorrow, make sure you tune into our podcast. If not, you can go back and watch this video.
I have one more.
Oh, she's got one more. Okay, we're not done.
In 5 words or less, how do you describe your last poop?
It came quickly and left.
Okay, bye, guys. Hope you guys have a good laughing with us. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. So,
yeah, this is a good episode, we think. Yeah, touching. Like I said, we're going to wrap it up. We just want to say again, make sure you go check out the Tatnus Co. Network. It's tatnusco.com. Since we just recently joined, we're excited for where it's going to take us and look at all the other talented podcasters as well. Next week, we have another exciting bit coming, and we have a special guest joining us, and we will announce that next week. We're not going to give that away just yet.
Nope.
But we were away for too long, but now we're back. We're happy to be back.
We have many things planned for season two.
Yes, so many things planned. And hey, if y'all ever want to shoot us some ideas, don't be shy.
Don't be shy. We are all going. We're all for it.
We are. We're all, like I said, we aren't shy. And neither should you be.
But thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah. Come catch us next week.
Ow, ow.
Peace.